Dozens of Ecuadorians gathered outside this prison on Saturday, waiting for any news of their family members. There was an overnight riot at the Litoral Penitentiary in the southern city of Guayaquil that began on Friday evening. Information is difficult to come by. They desperately looked through an unofficial list of victims' names that was posted outside the building.
I'm hoping that my son is one of the injured, but we don't know anything because there's no official list from the authorities, only a list that has been leaked, but we don't know anything.
Nothing is known. What the prisoners are saying from inside is that no police or military are controlling it, that they are letting them kill each other in cold blood.
Police are blaming rival gangs for the violence.
These events are due to a territory dispute by criminal gangs inside the prison. At the moment, there are certain pavilions that are without leaders because, this may be surprising to all citizens, but the leaders were released after having served 60% of their sentence.
At the same prison earlier this year, more than 100 inmates were killed in the worst incident of prison violence in recent years. Ecuador's prison system has come under the spotlight recently for overcrowding and poor sanitation and living conditions. Officials say they're accommodating about 9,000 more inmates than the prisons were designed for. The Litoral Penitentiary was built for 5,300 inmates, but it holds 8,500. In September, President Guillermo Lasso declared a two-month state of emergency in the prison system. He's also called on the highest court to allow the military to enter prisons to stop any violence. The court responded in a statement, Ecuador's prison crisis will require more than temporary solutions. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera.